It's a free-for-all Friday. Glad to have you here for the Steve Gruber Show. 25 stations strong around the state. Live today from the Village Commons in Traverse City. From Higher Grounds Roasters here. Higher Grounds Roasters, what a great success story. Coffee roasters distributing regionally here across the Midwest and picking up opportunities everywhere. A lot of things I could talk about on this Friday. A lot of stories about what's going on in the news, but I'm going to tell you something that I find absolutely flat-out appalling. Flat-out appalling. There's a brand-new movie coming out called First Man. And the film First Man stars Ryan Gosling, a Canadian, but it's about Neil Armstrong. It's about Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon, who died in 2012 at the age of 82. Of course, the first moon landing happening in July 1969. You all know that it began with... with John Kennedy challenging our nation to seek higher opportunities, to go farther, not to do the easy things, but to do the hard things. Listen to this speech from John Kennedy, September 1962. Go.
Say the moon. Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win, and the others too.
And the others, too. So that's where it started. September 1962. John Kennedy says, we will go to the moon. We will win. And so now you fast forward. Next year will be 50 years since that historic moment when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin place an American flag on the moon. But somehow in this movie, in this Hollywood rendition of America going to the moon first, America winning the space race, somehow they omit planting the flag on the moon. They omit planting the flag on the moon. Can you imagine rewriting history once again to omit America, to omit amazing accomplishments in world history? First Man getting rave reviews at the Venice Film Festival, but many critics noting that the unpatriotically sanitized film is missing that important scene. Gosling responded this way, I think this was widely regarded in the end as a human achievement. And that's how we chose to view it. I think also Neil was extremely humble, as were many of these astronauts. And time again, he deferred the focus from himself to the 400,000 people who made the mission possible. That may be true, but he did not deny that it was America that pulled it off, that it was America that beat the Russians to the moon and the Chinese and everyone else. Gosling went on, he was reminding everyone that he was just the tip of the iceberg, and that's not just to be humble. That's also true. That part's true. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I understand that. I will never see this film. I will not waste one nickel, one farthing on this film, ever. I will not be part of a sanitation of history that removes America and the things that we have accomplished. That's nonsense. From a Canadian actor and a French-Canadian director, no thank you, pass. And those in Cannes can... take the film and do as they please, but I'll not see this. I'll not see a sanitized version of this film. It's not going to happen. Your thoughts can be shared at stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. Go ahead, drop me a line. I want to know what's on your mind. I want to know what's on your mind. Armstrong died in 2012, by the way, at age of 82. Called by President Obama as among the greatest American heroes, not just of his time, but of all time. He discussed the deliberate decision to go with the American flag over the United Nations flag before he passed. In the end, it was decided by Congress that this was a United States project. We are not going to make any territorial claim, but we were to let people know that we were here and put up a U.S. flag, he said. That's Neil Armstrong's words. My job was to get the flag there. My job was to get the flag there. I let other wiser minds than mine make those kinds of decisions as to what flag it would be. But it wasn't the United Nations flag. It was the United States flag that was planted on the moon. And somehow, in this retelling of the story, that's been missed by Ryan Gosling and all the rest. And to me, it's nothing short of appalling. SteveGruber.com, the place to share your thoughts today. SteveGruber.com, share your thoughts on that today. Also today, we're waiting to see if today's the day, and Chuck Todd is right. Chuck Todd of NBC News Meet the Press says, you shouldn't miss work today because today is the last work day between Labor Day and Election Day for the midterms 2018. The reason he points that out, he says if Bob Mueller's going to make a move for a subpoena to the president or an indictment toward the president, today would be the day because Bob Mueller would not want to interfere with the midterm elections and be labeled the same way James Comey was, for example. So Chuck Todd of NBC says, don't miss work today, Friday, because you never know what's going to happen. And Bob Mueller's very mindful of not doing something between Labor Day and Election Day. So he'll go quiet is what will happen, unless something happens today, according to Chuck Todd. So we're going to keep our eyes on what happens with the Mueller investigation today. Don't know if it's from inside information or he may know something, but it's important for us to know today could be a big day in the Mueller investigation. Also today, if you missed it, Michigan State University cleared by the NCAA of any infractions or violations involving the Dr. Nasser situation. MSU cleared as an institution in that regard, which is it's an important event considering that Michigan State begins its college football season for the 2018 campaign tonight at home at Spartan Stadium with the University of Utah. And so that cloud has been lifted in part. Now, it does not take away from what has happened and transpired at the university overall, but it is good news for the Spartan Nation to have this taken away. And so they can move forward and start to heal. The healing process underway at Michigan State. And I think the NCAA has done the right thing here by moving forward and moving away from this. And you can't hold the entire university. You know, you can't hold you can't blame the entire university for what happened with this one individual. Obviously, the price has already been very, very high, and rightfully so. But at some point, you do have to say it's time to step forward. And I think the NCAA has helped Michigan State do that in large part by issuing this decision. And their ability to move forward is good news for everybody at the university. So there you have it. And one other thing that you might have missed. The Me Too movement was muzzled at NBC. If you missed that, it's a big story on the Daily Beast today you should take a look at from Ronan Farrow at NBC News, because he was ready to go over the Harvey Weinstein story for a very long time. And instead of having that happen, he lost his job at MSNBC, was pushed out at NBC News, and then eventually went to The New Yorker before he could get that story published. He won the Pulitzer Prize for that, by the way. It launched the Me Too movement, but at NBC, they seemed to have no interest whatsoever in that story. He said it wasn't ready. They couldn't go forward. Ronan Farrow says that's not true. His former producer also saying that is simply not true. Rich McHugh, who resigned Friday from NBC, says, you know what? We were ready to go. They didn't want the story. And the question is, why not? Apparently at NBC, their theory was, hashtag me either. I don't want the story. Hashtag me either. I don't want it either. It's a free-for-all Friday. Glad to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Let's catch up. Not on the phone or online. Not over coffee. Not even at lunch. Let's catch up when we've got nothing but time. Let's catch up with a couple of fishing lines in the clear, fresh waters of Michigan. Four great lakes, thousands of inland lakes, and hundreds of rivers and streams can teach us all a little something about quality time. Off a dock, on a boat, or just casting off the shore. When we go fishing in Michigan, We can catch more than salmon and walleye, bass or lake trout. We can catch up on the kids, catch up on old friends, the old neighborhood, catch up on the ones that got away, and the ones waiting for us in pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Looking for a new approach for ongoing health issues? Are you sick and tired of being sick? Maybe it's time for a change. Rykoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, along with other intravenous vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatments. Obtain a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save with special discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune illness, and much more. Find out more at wycoffwellness.com or call 517-333-3333.